This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. There are new details in the strange story of a former Franklin Pierce University art professor and her son who are accused of selling forged paintings to a millionaire collector. Hundreds of pages of court paperwork were recently released as the two sides prepare for a trial this summer. NHPR's Todd Bookman has been digging into them, and he's here in the studio with me now for an update. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Peter.
So this case involves the Gascards, a mother and son who live in the Monadnock region, and a prolific art collector, a guy named Andrew Hall. What does Hall say happened here?
Well, prolific is right. Hall owns somewhere around 5,000 works of art. And one artist who he really likes to collect is a now deceased painter named Leon Golub. And in 2009, Hall purchased a few Golubs through art auctions at well-known houses, Christie's and Sotheby's. And it turns out those paintings were put up for auction by Nicholas Gascard. He's the son. And after those initial sales, Nicholas reaches out to Hall directly and says, "My family has inherited a pretty large cache of Leon Golubs. I have some more to sell. Should we arrange a direct purchase rather than going through the auction house?"
Essentially to cut out the middleman.
Right. So then these two connected, and Hall wound up paying several hundred thousand dollars for more paintings. And in total, Hall bought 24 works by Leon Golub from the Gascards, who were living in Ringe at this time.
But are those works actually by Leon Golub?
Well, it doesn't appear so. So there was some initial suspicion when a gallery that Hall owns in Vermont was preparing an exhibition of some of his Golub paintings. The gallery reached out to the estate of Leon Golub to verify the names, dates, materials in the paintings. But the estate said basically, we don't recognize 24 of these paintings. We have no records of them. And those 24 were all the ones purchased from the Gascards. In this new release of court records, we have a report from the world's leading expert in Leon Golub, who Hall flew in to review the paintings in person. This guy comes from England to a warehouse in New Jersey. He looks the paintings over and he says, "No, these are fakes." The expert looks at each one of the 24 and says they just can't be real Golubs. The drawings are they're clumsy, the proportions of the bodies are off, they lack Golub's skill, and they also just don't appear to be painted in the technique that Golub used.
So if Leon Golub didn't paint these paintings, then who did?
Well, that's a really good question. And that's where Nicholas Gascard's mother, Loretan, comes in. So apparently Andrew Hall, the collector, has a, quote, strong suspicion that Loretan Gascard painted them herself. She's an artist and was an art professor at Franklin Pierce University until 2015. Loretan was also a student of Leon Golub's in the 1960s, and the two apparently maintained some level of communication over the years. I should note that there is no evidence provided just yet that Loretan painted these paintings, but it is an interesting revelation that Hall is of the belief that she did.
Mm-hmm. And the defendants, the Gascards, they're asking the court to throw the suit out. They say the statute of limitations has passed and that Hall, as a sophisticated collector, should have had experts review the canvases when he purchased them, not several years later.
Exactly. They say the buyer has a duty to make a timely inspection. And Hall's lawyers, of course, dispute that. And they point to some other previous cases that they believe show there's no requirement for an art collector to verify the authenticity of the works at the time of the sale. In hindsight, Hall does admit that, yeah, if you think about it, it is a bit odd that here's this huge stash of Leon Golub paintings sitting in rural New Hampshire. Anyways, the judge hasn't yet ruled on this motion to throw the case out, though. There is one other peculiar new bit of information that came out in the released documents, and that's that Nicholas Gascard apparently used fake names, pseudonyms, for some of his contacts with the art world. He, in fact, used two different pseudonyms to bid on his own mother's artworks during one online auction. It's just another strange detail in a very strange New Hampshire story.
Well, Todd, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Peter.
That's NHPR's Todd Bookman speaking about the ongoing lawsuit between Andrew Hall and the Gascard family.